This week's trade away has been sponsored Lefor Shlema, Avriel Sharon, Bashena. Kof Aleph Kislev, Wednesday the 5th of December, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Mahadrin B'nei Chanukah.
There's a Tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger, Tinyona, Simen Yud Dalet, Simen Yud Gimel, with the following Shaila. Somebody lit B'nei Chanukah. It happened, the story was on the last night of Chanukah, and he forgot to make a brocha before he started lighting. In the middle of the lighting, he realized he hasn't made the brocha yet. Can he still make the brocha before, after he's lit the first one, before he's finished lighting the rest of them? So Rav Kiva starts like this. He says, we make three brochas. We make Lahadik Neshal Chanukah, and then we make She'os Nisim. And if it would be the first night, it would be Shechiyonu. So it's Rav Kiva like this. The brocha of She'os Nisim, and if it's the first night, the brocha of Shechiyonu, that is no problem to light, even after you've already lit once. Because the Gemara says, Horoye Nechanukah Mavorech. Even if you actually didn't light, but you see Nechanukah, you also make a brocha. So that shows you that the brocha is not only on the mitzvah of lighting, it's also on the seeing of the Ner Chanukah. Even though a man it's actually a machlekes, whether if somebody is not being yotze to the mitzvah at all, then you definitely make the bracha of a roya. Let's say somebody is alone, has left no family at home, and he goes to China, and he's not lighting there for some reason, and he sees Ner Chanukah, whatever the case would be, then you would make a bracha of haroya, and if it would be Shechiyonu as well. Where it's, he left family, let's say, example, a wife at home, which is called Madlikin Olav Bebesoi, is a machloikis, whether you still have to make Berchas haroya. But even if there you don't, but here, when he himself is the one who is lighting, so why should he be worse than the Roya? He's lit, and he is the Roya as well. So it's just a bit like this. The bracha of She'os Nisim and Shechiyonu is no problem, you can make. What about the bracha of Lahadlik? Once you've already lit the Ner Chanukah, is it too late to make the bracha after, before you've lit most of the candles, most of them which are called Mahadrin, after you've lit the Ikka one? L'chayra, says Rav Kiva Eger, Misvor, I would think, the Ikka mitzvah we know is with one light. The rest are just Mahadrim. So you've been already mekayim the mitzvah with Ner Echad. And you don't make a bracha on Hidur. It's not a proper mitzvah, it's just a Hidur mitzvah. A bracha you make on the proper mitzvah. Since you've been yotze to the mitzvah with one Ner, the rest is just Hidur mitzvah. So l'chayra, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Asks Rav Kiva Eger, but he says, we do find you make a bracha on Mahadrim. What happens if every family member, every child, lights his own Neiris, and that's also Mahadrim, yeah? Because there's two stages in the Gemara. First, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah, the Ikka Ner Chanukah is Neiris Shebeisoi, one per household. The next stage is Mahadrim, which is, you light for every family member lights. That's Mahadrin. There's Mahadrin. Mina Mahadrin, that we do keneged the yomim, keneged the days. And we pasken like that, the shit of the Rambam, that even after we do Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, keneged the days, we still do the Mahadrin that every family member likes as well. So that's Mahadrin, and that's Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. So how can ever, ask Rav Kiva Eger a question, how can every family member light? We can meet a brocha. He's been yotze to the mitzvah with Neri Shabbos, so it's only Mahadrin. You don't make a bracha on Mahadrin, on Hidur. Says Rav Kiva Eger, no, that's not a rai that you make a bracha on Hidur. Do you know why every family member lights? He has kavana not to be yotze with the Ner of the Balabayis. Memele is mechuyev be'ikah ha-mitzvah himself. He excluded himself. He had positive kavana not to be yotze with the mitzvah of the Ner of the Balabayis, and he'd like to do the mitzvah himself. That's how he can make his own brocha. But that's very well refers to the family members who are lighting. That's, we call that the stage of the Mahadrin. Of a Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, which you light corresponding the days of Chanukah, So that is not shaykh to say, that is only mahadrin, only a hidu. And says Rabbi Kivayi, you wouldn't make a brocha. So he says, perhaps taka, then you can't make a brocha if you've already lit, once you've already, you only realize you lit one already, and then before you lit the rest, to make a brocha on the rest is only hidu. You don't make a brocha on hidu. So comes along Rabbi Kivayi, and he's got taka then. Okay, perhaps will you come back to that? A bit later. So then he brings the Prichodosh, and Prichodosh had the same shaila that he was talking about the seventh night of Chanukah, and he got confused. He thought it's the sixth night of Chanukah. He only lit six, and then he realized, "Oi, I've lit one two less. So can you make a brocha or not?" So Prima Godem said, "No, you be the rest the mitzvah you be nitzah with one. The rest is just hidu. You don't make a brocha in hidu." And he brings the Eliyarab, and the Eliyarab holds that Yitaka do make a brocha on Hidu. It's medayik from the Beis Yosef that if a man, only when you made a brocha and you didn't have enough neiris, oil, and you thought you knew more was coming, so I'll start now, and when I get the rest, I'll light the rest, then you don't make a brocha because the original brocha intended to be on everything. So it seems from there, says the Eliyarab, but if he didn't have intention, so then you can't make a brocha. So then Yitaki would have to make a new brocha, even though it's only Hidu. So he comes out, says Rav Kivayi, it's a machlokes Prichodosh and Eliyarabba whether you make a brocha on Hidu mitzvah. The Prichodosh says you don't make a brocha on Hidu, and the Eliyarabba says you do. So it's a sofik. So the Rav Kivayi says sofik brochas lahokel, he wouldn't make a brocha. Then carries on Rav Kivayi, very interesting, it's a famous one. He says, but I've got three tzerufim, another two tzerufim, which I would allow you to make a brocha. When you have all three conditions together, you can't make a brocha. So it carries on Kivega to say that we know that there are some mitzvahs which are continuous mitzvahs. Like we know the Rosh says we make a brocha on lehis atef batzitzis, lehaniach tfilin, leishiv basuka, and he adds in lehadik nechanika as well. Because all these mitzvahs are continuous. You put on your Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis when you wear it, first minute, another minute, it's a continuous mitzvah. Lehisatev. Every minute you're wearing the tzitzis and the tefillin, your Mekayim mitzvah of wearing tzitzis or wearing tefillin. Every minute you sit in the house with a mezuzah, your Mekayim mitzvah of living in a house with a mezuzah. And therefore, and the Rosh, interesting, puts Lehadlik Nechanaka in that category as well. Even though, says Rav Kivayi, there's quite a big difference, because as we said before, tzitzis, you're actually, every minute you're wearing your begad of tzitzis, you have another mitzvah, tefillin as well. Mezuzah, even though you're actually not actually doing it, begufoy, but still, every time you're in the house, you're mekayma mitzvah of mezuzah as well. Whereas Chanukah, kof, we've said, we pass them hadlokor is a mitzvah. Once you mekayma mitzvah, you light, and it goes out, you don't have to relight it. But nevertheless, since there's a chetchiler in you that it should burn for half an hour, so there is kolzman it burns, says Rabbi Kivayi, it's much more the Rosh, it's still called a hemshech of the mitzvah. So therefore, we have a reason to say that this is different than all other mitzvahs. Well, once you've done the mitzvah, once you've shaken lulav, yeah, and put the lulav away, you can't make a brocha anymore, because you've been mekayim the mitzvah, so when you put it down already. Whereas here, the mitzvah has a zman to it for half an hour, so still it's the mitzvah as if the mitzvah is still continuing. And the third sniff, which Rabbi Kivayi joins that allows you to make a bracha, says because there is one shitta which is brought down in Hilchos Shechita that you can't make a, that the whole Gemara, which the Gemara says kol brachos mevorach alim oivel asiyason, there is one shitta brought down in the Shach Yerideya that b'di'eved you can make a bracha even after you do it, you did a mitzvah as well. We don't paskan like the shita, but there is one shita brought down, it's the Goyis Ashri, that you can make a brocha on shita even after you did a mitzvah as well. But Mele says Rav Kivayi like this. So in this case, when this man, he forgot to make a brocha, and he's lit one there, and he's still now about to light the rest of the candles, I have three tzerufim together, which allow you to make a brocha. One reason is, it could be you can make a brocha on Hidu Mitzvah. Eliyahu Rabbi holds you can make a brocha on the Hidu Mitzvah, even though the Prichodesh says you can't. Reason number two, the mitzvah, if like number one is still burning, so the Ike Mitzvah is still continuing for this man of half an hour, so that mitzvah is still got a hemshich to it. And number three, there is one shitter that you can make brachas on all mitzvahs even after the mitzvah has been is completed. So only on when you have all these three conditions together, Reb Kiv Eiger says you can still make a bracha after you lit Ner Chanukah. But says Reb Kiv Eiger, but we need all three conditions. So what happens if the light number one went out before he wants to light the extra Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, you can't make a bracha anymore because you haven't got that siruf that the original mitzvah is still kaim. You would only have the two sirufim. You would have the bracha on hidu, and you have the shita. You can make a bracha after a mitzvah. But Reb Kiv Eiger says no. Only when I have all three conditions, I allow you to make a bracha. The three that one shita that Eliyahu you can make a bracha on hidu, and number two, the original mitzvah is still continuing, and number three, there is one shita that you can make a bracha after you do a mitzvah as well.
Who's to say that you have to have three stodim? You know, what's wrong with two?
That's what Kiv Eiger. That's what Kiv Eiger's klach hapsat. That's only when you've got three. That's what Kiv Eiger. That's what Kiv Eiger's klach hapsat. Yeah. So the interesting point, which I'd just like to speak a bit about, is that first, Reb Kiv Eiger says that every family member who lights, don't bring a raya from there you can make a bracha on Mahadrin. Because you know what the pshat is there is, each family member says, I don't want to light I don't want to be yotze with a balabais, I want to light myself. That's a big chiddush. Is that taka so? Does every family member think that the way he lights? I don't want to be yotze with a balabais, I'd like to do myself. So perhaps we'll say, even if we don't think it, but that's the standard takonas chachomim. So if you want to light yourself, that is sort of automatically a kabona that you would like to not to be yotze with a balabais and be mafki and write and light yourself. But the interesting thing is, the chayre we have a stira in, and this is all in the Mogen Avraham, himself. The Mogen Avraham says, the Ramah brings a minig that we don't light the no good. The Gemara says, the ones who just met Dafayemi, I'm sure they remember that the Gemara says, Beikah we paskin, Machlikas Rav Shmuel, Madlikim miner lele, we paskin that Madlikim miner lele. Nevertheless, the Ramos says, no good achmi b'nei eschanekah shaloi lahadik miner lele, because the Ike mitzvah is only ner echot, and the rest is ene le mitzvah kol kach. So the Mogen Avraham says, not only the extra lights, the number of lights, you can't light from light number one, because there are only hidu, and the first one is ikka mitzvah, so it's a different level of a mitzvah. But even from one family member to another family of other members, says the Mogen Avraham, you also can't light. Is l'chayr, afraid Reb Kiv Eiger himself, Reb Kiv Eiger is his kasha, he says, that doesn't fit in according to what I said. If I said, says Reb Kiv Eiger, that each family member has kavona not to be yotze, to exclude himself from the balabais, so and then he lights. So it's not really lighting, he's not only doing a mitzvah of hidu, he is lighting himself, that is his mitzvah. So it's exactly the chayr at the same level as kedusha. Kedusha from one family member to the main balabais. So Reb Kiv Eiger himself says, he finishes off, Mogen Avraham shom some the ne echot sagil kol b'nei bais. But he says, and still the Mogen Avraham says that Nogu lo lahadik afilu minei lener, because even one family member. So he says, why not? If he doesn't want to be yotze with the balabais, then he should light himself. But tzorachi in godl. It's a tzorachi in godl in the Mogen Avraham. Why does the Mogen Avraham say you can't even light one family member to the other one? If there would be hidu, according to Reb Kiv Eiger's pshat, that you have standard kavona not to be yotze. So what's that kind of pshat in the Mogen Avraham? What's that kind of, why can you not light from one from another? So the MS is...
So two things. One is maybe that they're not mechamed to be yotze to the bracha.
No, it doesn't help. It can't. What, just the bracha?
Just the bracha? Is that a possibility?
But then how can you make a bracha? Because you've been yotze to the mitzvah without a bracha. You can't make a bracha. If you've been yotze to the mitzvah, right. So then you don't need a bracha. The bracha's not marked. So the pashas are not yotze. The lashon Kiv Eiger is they don't want to be yotze b'shel zeh hamadlik. They're actually hadlaka, they're not yotze.
Is there any difference whether they like a shamash or whether they like the actual menorah?
Talking even directly. So the MS is the Mogen Avraham. There's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchus Luluf. And there, it's interesting, he brings a story that somebody took the lulav, and he made a bracha, shekachul zizaltinas lulav. He saw there's no arovas. The lulav, he was changing the arovas, he didn't put fresh arovas in. He made a bracha without arovas. So then he put the arovas in, and he shook it again. So do you have to make a new bracha? So he made a new bracha. What bracha did he make? Al netilas arova. That was a story which he brings b'shem le'erichas chai. So l'chayre he asks. He brings up b'shem le'erichas, asks the Magen Avraham. L'chayre we see in Hilchas Nechanekeh im lehidlik b'leil dalad ela gimel. Our story: somebody only lit on the fourth night of Chanukah only three neiris. Yachsav yadik echad v'lo yevorech ki abrocha she'asa b'tchila. Al chiv kol aneris asu. You made a bracha on you lit three, and you didn't have the other ner. You didn't light number four. Now you get light an extra one, mahadrin. You don't make a bracha because the original bracha which you made goes on all of them. So why by the aravas as well? You wanted to shake lulav, esrig, hadassim, aravas, all of them. It was a mistake that you thought the aravas were there and it wasn't there. But you originally wanted. So why should you make a new bracha? Yes, it's all, the bracha was all included in that already. So he carries on, and he says, that the Erechas Chaim holds a different shita here, that they used to make a bracha on each lulav and esrog. So that was a different shita, but we don't pass like that. So oy bazoy. So he shouldn't make another bracha. And then he finishes off. V'chein kosev radov b'shem Rambam, im b'sho shehidlik or ne'erishim, hoye kavanosoi lahadlik acheres, if at the time when you lit the first ne'er, you wanted to light more, and you haven't got more, ein tzorech levorech. You don't have to make a bracha. But this is now takadin. Look at this last line of the Magen Avraham. Ve'im birech ve'hidlik. He lit ner Chanukah with a bracha. Va'achakach nizdamen loy neiros. And only then he got more lights according to the number of the days. Mavorech v'chol pa'am. Shetach meforish the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Lulav. That's what it is. That's the best. Sofresh nun aleph. Sikot l'chof hei. That if you didn't know, you thought you haven't got enough oil, or haven't got enough candles for the number of the days, or day number four, you only got three, and I haven't got enough. Later on, somebody brought you another one. Mavorech b'chol pa'am. You break a bracha on Mahadrin. So the Magen Avraham holds you do make a bracha on Mahadrin. So therefore, we're not mechub to answer Kivegas Tzarchin Gil, if we can try to suggest an answer of Kivegas Kasha. So if the shit of the Magen Avraham is you do make a bracha on Hidu, so we don't have to kilu push ourselves to say that each family member has kavana not to be yitzu with the balabais. He is yitzu with the balabais, and he now wants to be mekayim mahadrin. And on mahadrin, you make a bracha on Rabbi Kivig, like you make a bracha on the extra lights. So you make a bracha on each family member lighting. That's why Rabbi Kivig. That's why the Magen Avraham says that we want to light one family member, Menorah, from the Ikuan, from the Balabais, you can't light it, because the Balabais was the Ikka Mitzvah, and his was only Hidu Mitzvah. So it's a different level. One's a Ikka Mitzvah, and one is only Hidu Mitzvah. So if so, so then we don't have to come onto the Cheshbon of the Cheshbon of Rabbi Kivega, that this Kavona not to be Yitzah. So Begitzah, what we're just adding, Rabbi Kivega himself brought this a Machlekes, whether you make a Bracha or a Hidu or not between the Prechodesh and Elia Rabba. We're just L'chayra adding that the Magen Avraham himself seems to be clearly holding like the Elia Rabba, that you do make a Bracha on Mahadrin. So if you make a Bracha on Mahadrin, so then we don't have to push ourselves to say that every family member has Kavona not to be Yitzah. Just like you can make a Bracha on the extra candles, the number of which you didn't have kavanah. If you didn't have kavanah at the time when you lighting, that you're going to get more, and then you get the right days, you can make a bracha on mahadrin. So you can make a bracha on each family member lighting as well, which is also mahadrin. The thing is that the Mishnah Berurah, now we have a shtickler steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings the Reb Kivega that it only allows you to make a bracha when you have three serufim, which we had, that number one, that because they're suffix of the Elia Rabba, and the original Neiris are still burning, and because of the other shittas. So and the Mishnah Berurah also brings this Magen Avraham legaber, that you can't light Neir Shel Balabais, Neir Shel Kol Bnei Bais, Min Neir Shel Balabais. So if the Mishibura Taka didn't hold that Namogna Avram, he held you don't make a bracha on Hidu, and that's why the Mishibura says that you don't make a bracha on Hidu. The Mishibura Taka brings that Taka, you don't make a bracha on Hidu. So he doesn't, we know he doesn't paskin like Namogna Avram. So why does he paskin that you cannot light a family member's main Ner from the Ner of the Balabais? If he's learning like Reb Kiveiga, so Lachari, he does learn that each family member had Kavana not to be Yotze. So why does he hold you can't light one Ner from a family member to the from the main Ner of the Balabais? So just for us now, this in the Mogen Avraham itself, we sort of said the Mogen Avraham holds you do make a bracha and Hidu. So you don't have to say you have Kavana not to be Yotze. But the Mishibura seems to take on Reb Kiveiga Kepashti, because he brings the whole Reb Kiveiga with the three conditions. So if so, and the Mishibura also passes that you cannot light the one family member from their main Balabais. If you have Kavana not to be Yotzer, so then it's the Gufa Mitzvah. So I found the Prima Godim says like this. Even though each child had Kavana not to be Yotzer from the Balabais, but since he could have been Yotzer from the Balabais, and he excluded himself, so that is still considered a less level of mitzvah than the Balabais himself. Hagam, when he's lighting his mechuyah mikarvin because he excluded himself, or because he didn't have to exclude himself, he could have been used from the Balabais. So he also says it's still a less level of mitzvah and kedusha, and because he put himself to chiv memela, that's why he cannot light his own ner from the ner Balabais. That could be pshat l'chari in the Mishnah Berurah. Pardon?
You said from, you mean using his light without being candle to candle?
From. L'chari, when I think that, yeah, directly from candle to candle, yeah. Pardon? We don't light anything. We don't light any of them. Even the shamash is even worse, because you're taking something in middle, in between. Like that. That's the Ramos really says like you. We don't light anything from the Nechama. Sorry? We take a separate Shamas and use that to light, which, and that Shamas has no Kedusha at all, so we don't light one from another at all. Now the interesting thing is that the Achreinim bring a Kasha. What's this Pshat that in Shitta of the Mogen Avraham Taka Pshat that you make the Brocha on Hidu? Where else do you find such a thing? In Hilchas Mila, we know such a thing. There's tzitzin hama'akfin as a mila, and there's tzitzin, it's a skin, which is not ma'akim the mila. And so, Sheikh Mephorish, tzitzin hama'akfin as a mila, you talk to Yimachoyiv to go back, and you make a brocha on him. Or the tzitzin she'in ma'akfin as a mila, just the skin around the ola, which is not ma'akim the mila, you don't make a brocha on Hidu. So what's Taka Pshat in this shit of Mogen Avraham, with saying it's the Mogen Avraham, Reb Kiveiga takes on this, the Elio Rabba's shita, that you make a brocha on Hidu Mitzvah? Well, you don't find any other places that you make a brocha. Mila, when it comes to Hidu Mitzvah, you don't make a brocha on Hidu Mitzvah. So why here, Shabbat Ne'er Hanukkah, should you make a brocha on Hidu Mitzvah? Says Rav Shach Zecha Tzadik Brocha, in his Seif Avi Ezri, he says, Amur Dikavot, he says, the Hidu Mitzvah of Ne'er Hanukkah has nothing to do with the Hidu Mitzvah of all other mitzvahs. The Hidu Mitzvah is all other mitzvahs is an inyan to beautify the Ikka Mitzvah. Zeh Keli Van Veyu. By a nice Esrig, you would be Yotze the Mitzvah with a simple Esrig. So you're Mahada the Mitzvah, you buy a nice Esrig. That's not the Zekin of by Mila as well. The tzitzin are not ma'akvas on Mila. You want to have a mahudadika mitzvah Mila, so then you do all the chutin even which are not ma'akv. Where is, he says, here by Chanukah, here is the only place we find the Chachomim made a special takona of a mitzvah to do mahadrin. The mitzvah mahadrin is to be mefarsim the nes with more neiris. When you light more neiris, you're not beautifying the original nerechot. It has no shaykhs to that nerechot. It's a special takonas chachomim that you're mahada the neiris. And therefore he says it's got no shaykhs to hidden mitzvah, which is by other mitzvahs, which you wouldn't make a brocha. Here's a special takon of mahadrin. It's the mahadrin is to exclude yourself from the balabais and light yourself. That is the inner Mahanakon of the Even not a Kuntra of Kiveiga. When we lack more Neris, we're not beautifying the original Ner. The original is the Ikka Mitzvah. The Chol made here a special Takona, be mefarsim the Ness more. The more Neris we light, the more we're publicizing the ness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Shach goes further to say, even a Agos HaChidush, which he says that what happens on, let's say, on the third night of Hanukkah, you've only got two neiros. Should you light one or two, when you're not getting the right day? So Rav Shach says, Oksamunsa, the Pshiti, he says that you light two, even if it's not the right number of days. He says that's only the kilu, a prat, how the Chachomim Lachatchila wanted you to be mafalsam the nest. But the main mahadrin is the more neiros you light, the more we're mafalsam the nest. So that even if you don't have the correct number of days, however much you have, you're mekayim takanas chazal of mahadrin. So since it's a special takana, it's not a good kenis, it's a special takana mahadrin, the more neiros we light, we're publicizing the nest. Mamelis, who says even if it's not corresponding the day, that day of the Hanukkah, still it's an Indian to light more neiros, because that the more neiros we light, we're publicizing the ness. Why is it taka? Interesting, why does Hanukkah have this special mitzvah? It's the only place where we find a special takana of, well, it's, first of all, it's Mahadrin Mina, you don't normally find. But according to what we're saying now, it's not only Mahadrin Mina, it's a special takana to do extra neiros, more neiros, to publicize the ness. So that could be because the famous Pnei Yeshua asks, why was it necessary for the nest of Shemin to find that the Shemin should have made the nest that then the menorah lasted for 8 days? The klal is tumah hutra b'tzibur. That since it's a tzibur, it's an avodah of the tzibur, tumah hutra b'tzibur. So even if all the shemon and the oils are tameim, it's tumah hutra b'tzibur. You're allowed to light with Shemin tomei. So Enochinami says the Pnei Yeshua, Enochinami, but it wasn't needed. He said, but it showed the gewaltige chavivus of the Rebbein Shleim likes the Eden, that he made a special nest that they should be able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mahadrin. So since the whole nest of Nechanukah was really all give the Eden the opportunity to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mahadrin, so that's perhaps why here Chazal made a special takana of Mahadrin, different to normal Hidah Mitzvah. That here we have a special takana to do more actions of Mahadrin, to publicize the nest more of Mahadrin, to remember the Gevaltike nest with the Rosh Hashanah made for Ner Chanukah, all Ke'ilu, that the Eden should be able to be Zeche, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mahadrin, to do it Petara, even though they could have done it Petara.